This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, you want your money's worth for the whole week? Right now, the Robert Scott Bell Show's got a week's worth of shows in one day, 1 2-hour slot. Super Don, what have you done to me? It's the first day of the week for us. And I'm looking at the stories we're covering. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's enough for a week. And I'm not saying that we're covering too many stories. That's not what I'm saying. It's just that the stories are so, they're so gravity-filled. I mean, they're like, oh, my gosh, how am I going to do a Monday show already? I'm just starting out.
So, you know, show prep for this show is kind of like playing a game of poker.
Okay.
You know, it's just whatever the hand is that's dealt to you, you just have to go with it, right?
I just roll with it. I never push
back. We got dealt a royal flush, and just did not know it.
We should just flush it down and go back out and mow the lawn with a sieve or a scythe, whatever you got going on. Anyway, I'm ready to go if you are, Super D, and I know you are. You've been working at it for a while. We've got a couple hours of broadcast healing like nowhere else in radio, thanks to our syndicator GCN and our affiliates around the country and around the world. RobertScottBell.com. Cap Morgan posted the notes. And just to give you a heads up, because I'm probably going to, since I got loaded with heavy burdens to cover on the air today, I want to let you know there is really cool news about antibiotics, revelations about antibiotics, and not that they're suddenly awesome, but it's about how to use them and about a lie, a myth that has been perpetuated as, how would you say, dogma, certainly, but, you know, when it rises above just dogma to a, what is the word, Super Don? I'm just, my vocabulary's not all here yet.
Stuff.
You get, stuff is not the word. That's never the word. It's the word when nothing else comes to be, right? But basically risen to a place of, I don't know if it was Mount Ararat, Moses and the Ten Commandments. It's one of the commandments, right? This is where antibiotics are. And certain areas about them, certain things about them, we're going to break one of those commandments. And it's good news, and I'll explain that. But that's coming up. I just want you to plant the seed. Also, kids, warning, it is vaccine shedding season. Heading back to school early, some of you, getting ready. The shots are going to be flying, the dart boards, the kids, hide them. Run for cover, because you know what they're targeting them with. And I got to tell you, there's some things you're going to need to do before these kids get back to school, especially if you're aware of the danger of those needles.
Vaccines.
Yes, yes.
Line up, kids.
Yes, you must be no foul.
Five aerosols.
Yes, yes. Aluminum, aluminum, brown, brown, brown. Yes, warm out,
adverse reaction.
Money, money, brown.
I guess, I don't know if you can ever be too early for back-to-school prep, but the promotion of these vaccines is if they're manna from heaven in a needle. It's just a disaster. It's been one. It will continue to be so as long as the folks line up their children. Oh, my little Johnny and Susie can't go to school without them. Oh, hell yeah, they can. And they'll be able to learn things that they would not be able to learn when they're loaded with mercury and aluminum, formaldehyde, etc. Now, specifically one I want to talk about right now, HPV, The human papillomavirus vaccines by Merck and GlaxoSmithKline, Gardasil and Cervarix. And there's a study, and this is, you know, when I first read this, Super Don, you sent it to me. I'm like, oh, is this a compilation of alternative news media, which we like, right. We were in favor of. But at the same time, we look at where our perspectives come from and how they're discredited immediately by the skeptics and those in the scientific realm. Yet this really, even though reported on by our friends at Health Impact News, it comes from the journal Clinical Rheumatology. And it just came out July 2017, where we are broadcasting live for the first time if you're listening live. Clinical Rheumatology, taking a serious look at the adverse events from HPV vaccination. The title of the study is this, get this, Serious Adverse Events After HPV Vaccination, : A Critical Review of Randomized Trials and Post-Marketing Case Series. This is stunning because we've been putting this out there for a number of years, ever since the Gardasil came out, observing the deaths from it, observing the adverse reactions from it, talking about little girls being destroyed and even made infertile from this. And this rheumatology department and the immunology department at the National Institute of Cardiology in Mexico City has really done a great service for those that need cover, right? For those doctors that are on the cusp, who see what's going on, but they can't reference the Robert Scott Bell Show, or they can't reference Health Impact News because they're all about their licenses and protecting their licenses. And it's like, here now, you can go to the peer-reviewed medical journals and say, you know what? I cannot in good conscience promote, recommend, or administer the Gardasil or Cervarix shot. Why? Well, because there's a peer-reviewed study now out saying, hey, the serious adverse events are serious, and they're much more widely happening, or how would I say this? I feel like I'm at a loss for words here, Super Don, today, as you threw this intense story and many intense
oh,
stories.
Oh, fine. Blame it on me.
But, normally we get a little bit of a warm-up. We do a lot of silly, and it's like...
I know. We didn't open with the garden this morning.
I know.
Completely threw you off.
By the way, yeah, I did. I had to go out into the garden today, just as an aside note, barefoot as I always am in there, and had to rescue, it's a purple leaf, it's a hibiscus. Yeah, the hibiscus. And I had originally set a wooden stick into the ground to kind of hold it up, to kind of prop it up, because I had transplanted it from Dr. Marlene Siegel, my good buddy, my DVM friend in Tampa. She's going to be at the Truth About Cancer event. She'll be speaking on cancer in pets. But she gave me a cutting from hers, and it's like really taken off. And apparently the wooden stick just rotted under the ground, because that's what happens. Stuff goes after wood, and it fell over. So I had to rescue it and prop it up. So anyway, it's good now. So thank you for giving me a little respite talking about the garden.
Right.
So I got a happy hibiscus. Now, moving from there, back into the HPV shot, listen to the results of this study. They acknowledge the lack of inert placebo in the vast majority of pre-licensure HPV vaccine randomized studies. Now, this is something we've reported on for many years, that they use not a placebo, right, to prove safety or efficacy, but an aluminum-based adjuvant-filled pretend vaccine, which is not true placebo, because you've got an adverse event waiting to happen because of the aluminum in it. So they can plausibly deny adverse events because they say, look, it's the same in both, or pretty close to the same in both, because it's not a true placebo. This is a big trick that they played on everybody to say, hey, it's safe. It's not a big deal. Large randomized trials disclose significantly more severe adverse events in the tested HPV vaccine cohort. So even beyond the placebo that wasn't a placebo, even in those tests, the HPV plus adjuvant was worse than just the adjuvant, which they denied. They said, oh, it's basically the same. Again, this is not coming from me. It's a peer-reviewed article from the rheumatology department and the immunology department at the National Institute of Cardiology in Mexico City. Number three. Pooled safety analysis found more post-immunization symptoms in bivalent HPV than versus hepatitis A vaccine. So they compared it to another vaccine, and it was worse in the HPV shot. Number four, post-marketing HPV vaccine adverse events case series describes similar clusters of symptoms of those reported in preclinical trials. So it's acknowledging and further giving us insight and pause into, my gosh, the things that they sort of tried to gloss over are real, and they're happening even bigger and badder out there in the real world once it got approval. The European Medicines Agency report on the HPV vaccine safety looked at specific diagnoses and not at symptom clusters. So they cherry-picked. Again, this is the thing that's utilized against anybody who comes against big pharma and big vaccine. But they're doing it. They cherry-picked. In-depth analysis of some supportive post-marketing HPV vaccine safety studies discloses disquieting findings. Yeah, you're darn straight. SaneVax.org has been reporting on this for years. In Japan, they backed down on the mandate because their health ministry actually said, you know what, there's something really bad going on here. But here in America, we got censorship in the mainstream pharmaceutically conflicted media from the CDC on out. Remember, Julie Gerber-Dank goes to work for the $5 billion vaccine division of Merck because she never met a Merck vaccine that she didn't love and want a mandate for everybody. Evil incarnate, in my humble opinion. Now, there's a secondary article here I want you to read about. Serious adverse events after HPV vaccine. We actually got the, hopefully, Superdome, we can add the link, the original link. But the actual international viewpoint on, U.S. vaccine policy and the health of children in the United States, it's way worse than anywhere else in the world. We've got double the amount of vaccines we're indicating for use than just about anybody and everybody. You look at that and it's like, oh my gosh, we're not very smart, are we? For all of our foreign listeners going, ha ha, you stupid Americans, I can't argue at this moment. As I look at how gullible we have been in America to pharmaceutical influence, to the purchase, the abject purchase of our Congress critters and those in the bureaucratic oligarchy promoting this nonsense agenda. And then we go to the vaccine shedding issue. As I'm leaping around, I recognize this, but I want to say, and this is a big concern, moms and dads out there, if your kids are not being harmed by vaccines because you're not getting them, the concern I have for you is the shedding of vaccine viruses from live and attenuated vaccines. And that's a very real thing from 10 to 21 to 28 or more days following vaccines. And this is coming up around the back to school time. And I'm going to say this. Modulate their immune system. If they're old enough to take the beta 1-3-D glucan from Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com, that will modulate immunity and strengthen them even in the exposure cycle to these vaccines that are shedding, these kids that are shedding after being vaccinated. Yes, you can also use silver hydrosol. Yes, you can also increase their selenium intake through the 100% whole food selenium that you've heard me and Chris Barr talk about here and that I've written about in Unlock the Power to Heal. And then homeopathy, vaccinosis remedies, Cilicia, Fuja, and the Nozoge if you can get them. All right, if you have questions about that, call me now, 866-939-2355, Obamacare. Let it die now.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, warming up into the work week here. I had a nice day off yesterday, and I got to play with the kids, and it was fun. And I'm just here going, you know, we had to dive into some serious topics, and they just keep on coming. This one might be more absurd, but it is serious for a lot of people. It is about Obamacare. It is about the failure of the Republicans to do what they had claimed they would do since 2010, when Nancy Pelosi says we got to read it to know what's in it, to pass it, whatever. And of course, ever since then, the Republicans have been, you know, hey, you get us in there, we're going to repeal it, right? Trump gets in, hated by Democrats, hated by most Republicans, and guess what? They find out they don't hate Obamacare as much as they thought. They're so afraid to let it die even. Well, maybe not. Maybe that's the game being played, but maybe it's being played on them. But I do know this, that Republicans, by and large, love socialism. I know it's shocking to hear that, especially those of you who are of the conservative variety. And you think, what do you mean Republicans love socialism? Well, tell me who's out there. Besides, I can maybe two or three of them. Maybe Mike Lee is on this. I don't know. But certainly Rand Paul. I know that... there are a few. Massey in Kentucky as well, really good on this. But really, the rest of the Republican Party inept at communicating that collectivism in medicine is dangerous and, in fact, evil. And that this redistribution program to put more poor people on Obamacare or any form of nationalized, federalized insurance schemes is not helpful. It's more harmful. Because there is no poor person lacking in, let me just say it this way, backing off from socioeconomic arguments, there is no human being that suffers from a drug deficiency disease, right? Because that doesn't exist. Yet everything about nationalized, federalized, however you want to call it, insurance schemes, is just smacks you over the head with, hey, we're going to give you drugs. We're going to cover drugs. Or we're going to cover the folks that write prescriptions for drugs. We're going to do it through third-party payers called insurance companies that are going to get a bailout, even in the so-called replacement language that they were pretending to do something that was significantly different than Obamacare, the Republicans. So we got Trump coming up and going, hey, remember what I said early on? Give a listen.
They should have approved health care last night, but you can't have everything. Boy, oh boy. They've been working on that one for 7 years. Can you believe that? The swamp. But we'll get it done. We're going to get it done. You know, I said from the beginning, let Obamacare implode and then do it. I turned out to be right. Let Obamacare implode.
Yeah.
He loves to say that, doesn't he?
He does. Especially he turned out to be right. But that's okay. We haven't I told you so occasionally, too, here. But let Obamacare implode. Now, somebody would say, well, that's cruel and that's mean. Well, listen, he told them to go fix it, right? The Republicans claimed they were going to do what they said they were going to do. They didn't do it. Again, because they love government intervention. They don't believe in free markets. They wouldn't know a free market if it bit them on the aspirin. And, of course, the free markets we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show go well beyond anything most Republicans can conceive of. And that is a market that is unencumbered by government intrusion, interference, intervention. It's a complete freedom scenario where all healers are allowed to hang their shingle and heal. They can't pretend to be what they're not or who they're not, but they can compete for your health care dollar. Because what we have in America is disease intervention, but prior to the intervention, it's disease creation. And after the intervention, it's disease management. Because the so-called intervention that's supposed to help you with the disease that you may or may not have is supposed to get rid of it, but no, in fact, it gives you 10 other diseases that they'll manage until you're dead and bankrupt and broke. And if it's not you, then it's your neighbor or it's the entire United States corporation, because the commitment to pay out is such that it will not be feasible. There will not be an Al-Qaeda or an ISIS that has to destroy us. It will be destroyed from within by people claiming they need more money, they need more federal intervention, or else health care is not going to be happening. Healthcare has not been happening, and it's been on that way since the Flexner Report of 1910. You don't know what that is? Get Unlock the Power to Heal by Ty Bollinger and me, RSB. And you'll read about how we got into this mess. Yeah, Obamacare is going to collapse, but in the same way a lot of things will collapse. And perhaps only a crisis is such that will allow people to go, you know what, I better start paying attention now. Although the folks that have predicted this, like Ron Paul, are ignored. Doomsayers, they're claimed. Well, I got some doomsaying to do next. It's not from me, but it's from the biotech industry. And you'll never believe what they're coming out and saying. You know who's standing up and giving a standing ovation for this next story? Probably Bill and Melinda Gates. I'll explain. Put your seatbelt on. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. And we've got your arnica in case you get bruised up by some of the stories we're covering today on the air.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Game over, man. It's game over. What are we going to do?
It's the end of the world as we know it.
No!
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Uh-oh.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Maybe we can build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh?
Oh, God!
That's right, bringing you up. Happy, shiny people on this first day of our broadcast week as we go into the next story. Somebody might have heard that I said we were going to applaud Bill and Melinda Gates on this segment. No, that is not what I said, if anybody heard it that way. It's that they are going to applaud this next story. And I'll explain as you hear
about it. Did somebody correct you on that?
They just heard me
wrong.
Let me just say that. Yeah, not, okay. It was like, did you say? No,
that is not what you said.
No, I just want to be sure, because if somebody might have heard it that way, I just want to make sure no one else did. Because it'd be a cold day in hell when they say, right, that I'm going to be applauding Bill and Melinda Gates for anything right. that they do. So the reality is it's they're going to applaud this story. We're not, but they are. And here is the headline. And we've got this coming out of The Guardian in the United Kingdom, those of y'all listening through the UK Health Radio. How do you let this paper exist for them pointing these things out? Oh, my gosh. GM corn, that stands for not General Motors, genetically modified, okay? Genetically modified. GM corn set to stop man spreading his seed. Now, when I read the headline, I'm like, oh, this is old news. There's nothing new here, Super Don, right? They've been talking about Terminator seeds forever, but the Terminator seeds I referenced before were about, hey, you buy our seed because you have to, because at the end of the year, it explodes and it's
right.
done.
You right. can't this use comes it across as like, you know, an attack on farmers, you know, who are maybe, right. you know, trying to collect their own seeds or whatever.
Right.
But I have not seen this term used in this way in a while. It's kind of an antiquated term.
Well, it is. You know, what they're talking about is this genetically engineered corn is set to stop man spreading his seed. They're talking about procreation here. Scientists have created the ultimate GM crop, contraceptive corn.
Oh, geez.
Yes, I know. Waving fields of maize may one day save the world from overpopulation. This is written like it's a press release from Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And this is coming out of a beautiful little city on the edge of the desert in the Pacific Ocean there in San Diego. You guys, folks, you know what's going on there. There's some good stuff in San Diego, but this isn't one of the things that I like. This is a San Diego biotech company called Epicyte, E-P-I-C-Y-T-E. And I don't know what to do here because they're talking about going to seed with this. Actually, doing trials. I'm thinking, if this is anywhere outdoors, and if any of this pollen gets carried out into a cornfield anywhere on planet Earth, you want to talk about what we opened with? Game over, man! We already covered last week the fact that sperm counts are down, what, 40 or 50% in the last 40 years? It was 50% in the last 40 years, I think it was saying, in the West. Right? Now you want to put the nail in the coffin of the future of humanity? Just genetically engineered corn to help you develop antibodies or absorb antibodies that will attack and kill sperm cells. And that's what they're doing here. They've isolated the genes that regulate the manufacture of the antibodies. Now, some of you have heard about this, right? There's some strange cases where you'll hear a husband and wife, they get married, and they can't, for the life of them, get pregnant. They're thinking, what's going on here? What's going on here? And finally, they identify that in the wife, that antibodies are being produced to the husband's sperm. And it's like game over before it begins. And so what they've done is they've isolated this concept. They have duplicated it in corn. So that when you eat the corn, or maybe they're going to make it injectable, I'm not sure yet. And they apparently have a hothouse filled with corn plants that make these anti-sperm antibodies, according to Epicyte President Mitch Hein. And if you ever run into Mitch Hein on the street, I'm not saying visit violence on him because I don't think that's the answer. But man, oh man, somebody's got to talk some sense into this guy because it's like, oh, well, there's money in it. There's money in it. Yes, contraceptive corn.
It's science.
In the corner of the market. It's science, right?
It's science.
Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should. Well, you said scientific ethics, medical ethics,
well, this,
oxymoron.
This reminds me of the stories where we've covered in the past where they'll put out a press release and they'll say, oh, look, we combined Ebola with malaria and, you know, West Nile fever, and we created a virus that is untreatable by any antibiotic whatever. Look at it. Isn't this neat?
Yeah.
And you're looking at it, you're going, Why are you weaponizing viruses for fun?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, obviously they're not going to say they're doing it for fun because they're going to say, well, we created it so we can figure out how to beat it.
Right.
You know, it's just like, why don't you just not create it? You know?
Hello? Yeah.
And this
wow.
is what they've done here. This is what they've done
no,
here.
No, and corn was already weaponized.
It's weaponized
GMO,
corn, yeah.
Right? And it's already been weaponized prior to that in terms of leaky gut creation with glyphosate soaking it. You know, the ability to tolerate more and more Roundup, destroying the guts of all those who rely on this corn. What did the corn plant ever do to you that you have to do this to the corn plant? And then it's the corn plant's revenge. No, not really. It's Bill and Melinda Gates-like foundation revenge on humanity. The lizard people are taking over. They created corn plants to make antibodies also against the herpes virus. So we're supposed to go, oh, hooray, okay, so let's eat corn to fight herpes. So what they're going to say now is we'll make it into a topical jelly, right, or something like that. So it'll prevent pregnancy only locally. You don't have to eat it. Really? That's your argument? How about when you grow it and it leaves the hothouse and it starts crossbreeding with other strains of GM corn on top of the glyphosate? This is making food your enemy. Food becomes your enemy. And all prior to that, in all of creation, food was always looked upon as sustenance, a gift from heaven. Oh my gosh, we're here in a physical body. We can actually eat food and live and procreate and keep people going, have kids and their kids have kids. And now food has become the enemy. Who could do that? Do you think, did God do that? No, man. Ignorant, arrogant men. If there are any women that are working for this company called Epicyte, if Mitch Hein has a spouse, may that spouse withhold any, okay, I'm not going to go there, but something. Men, why would you do this? Do you care about humanity? Do you care about kids, having kids? Sperm-killing corn.
You know, this sort of reminds, I don't know if the analogy is 100% accurate here, but you remember that movie Little Shop of Horrors?
Of course.
This kind of reminds me of the situation he ran into with the plant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, hey, what was the name of the plant? I can't remember.
Seymour.
No, Seymour was the guy. It was Audrey.
Oh, he was Audrey, too.
Audrey was the
too.
Plant.
Yeah. Audrey,
and,
too.
You know, and all of a sudden you've got this plant that he grows, and it's like eating people, you know. So, and I can see this is almost like a Little Shop of Horrors that we're seeing here that they've got down in San Diego where they're, mm-hmm. you know, they're tweaking these plants, and now you've got contraceptive corn, because we needed right. contraceptive corn, right?
Right.
There's not enough contraception out there. Let's figure out how to make corn a contraceptive.
You couldn't just put a raincoat over it, right? No. We need toxic chemicals. We need a genetically engineered corn. And, of course, I mean, it's like, you know, an alien. You have to go to another planet to find a species that's going to wipe you out. Here, we don't have to leave the planet.
We're going to do it ourselves.
We're going to do it to ourselves.
Game over, man. It's game over. What are we going to do?
That's right. What a
oh, but, you know,
line.
Robert, let's give the guy a little bit of credit here, because apparently in this article they say that the company is saying they're not going to grow it near other crops.
All right.
So we'll just trust them, right?
Yeah, that never happens. Drift never happens. And, of course, they got it in the hothouse now, but how long till it gets out every time? Do they ever read a Michael Crichton novel? I mean, these people, numbnuts. Ignorance doesn't add, I mean, it's arrogant for sure, but absolute numbnuts, and I want to say things that the FCC would not be happy with me saying on the air right now, but I'm not going to say it.
Well, and now, listen, man is imperfect, okay? Makes mistakes. There was an article I read, I don't know, a week or two ago, where there was an investigation that was launched into GM mistakes that have been made in labs that people don't even hear about. Where it's like, whoops, oh, we accidentally poured this down the drain. Or whoops, we were just transporting this in a truck and left a pallet of stuff unmarked over here. So things happen, you know, and this would be a huge disaster if this got into the
unintended consequences. But these are the intended consequences. So in this case, I don't think man is making a mistake. I think he's making a conscious decision to kill himself. Like, we're a suicidal species. The things our buddy Liam Sheff said, you know, before he left this earth. It's like, we don't need another species to come and conquer us. You know, some would say, well, we need another species to come and save us from ourselves, but I don't believe in that either. I think we need to save ourselves. You know, they say essentially the antibodies are then attracted to the surface receptors of the sperm. They latch on and make each sperm so heavy it cannot move forward. It just shakes about as if it were doing the lumbata. This is how they're describing it. I'm like, really? You're going to cross-reference killing all life on planet, human life on planet Earth with doing a fun dance? Really? This is a sick, twisted mind, whoever comes up with this. And by the way, not to leave it in the game over scenario, the folks that are eating organically grown food, we've already discussed this, your sperm counts are way better, man. Those that are not vaccinating, you've got more ability to procreate, so that those that are able to procreate are going to have healthier children, but they're going to have children at all is going to be big news. And I question the people who are promoting these agendas. How are they? Are they eating genetically engineered foods? Are they vaccinating their kids? And I'm not one to wait, and I don't want you to wait either. Don't wait for Congress to shut down a company like this because the government does the right thing by protecting the people, right, from these extreme violations of your property rights, right? Your stuff is your stuff, and I think if it's coming from your body, it's your stuff until you give it to somebody, and they want to destroy it before it gets there. If you do it, it's your choice, but when they start spreading corn like this around the world accidentally, right, then what? So, folks, part of the problem here is that we're looking to the federal government to fix a problem that they created by allowing this insanity to occur. It's in California, by the way, where the people, the Democrats of California, have sold the children of California to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. So it tells you how much the left coast, the leftists, actually care about kids. Save the kids! No, they want to promote abortion to everybody on demand. That's not saving kids. And that's not even a political statement. That's just a factual statement. Granted, there are individuals who aren't buying into that. But look at what's happening here. Somebody's trying to slow down, stop population growth, reverse it. The simple fact that if peak oil is real and it starts declining, the energy, it'll happen quite naturally that people will die off without the help of spermicidal genetically engineered corn. Hey, start eating some royal jelly. Some bee pollen, men, if you really want to increase sperm counts and get healthy.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Leonard Skinner always brings me up, I have to say. Appreciate that very much. By the way, John McCain is a turd sandwich. More on sandwiches in just a moment. We'll get to the debate. But first and foremost, upcoming events are in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We got, is this the last day? Is there 31 days? Are there 31 days in July? Do the trick on the knuckles, Super Don, for me, because we're almost to August, and that's just crazy. I want to hold on to July a day longer if we can. You got any insight on that, Super D?
I'm sorry. I missed the question. What'd you say?
Oh, never mind. You don't listen to this show.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm just trying to figure out how long July lasts, because I'm like, I'm not ready for August. It's like I opened the show with the fact that vaccine shedding season's coming up in certain areas. They're going back to school in early August, which is crazy. But hide your kids, protect them, modulate their immune systems. I may have more to talk about that next hour. But upcoming events, first and foremost, we have cancer prevention conventions coming up in August. Now, that's a good reason to look forward to August. The 27th, we'll be up there in Detroit. Gros Eel. I think I got it right finally. Detroit, Gros Eel, Michigan. Sunday the 27th, we'll be broadcasting live. We'll be there with Ty Bollinger and family, DACA Detox, Tony Jimenez, so many awesome folks. I think we might even have Doc Newsom there, for rumor has it. It's going to be a great event. Food is Medicine Curacao. I want you to visualize being there with me and Dr. Sunil Pai and others, because we're going to delay this again. People are nervous about going to Curacao. I'm learning about this because it's so close to Venezuela. People don't believe me. I was like, dude, the Netherlands Navy is protecting them. They're okay. I'm going to go down there. In fact, I'm going to go down. That's my plan right now. At the same time, just for a few days, I'm going to broadcast live. I'm going to take a tour around the island. I'm going to show you folks what we're going to be doing, and we're going to reschedule that. That's just new information here coming through. But I want you to still envision going down to a healing island in the Caribbean, far south, close to South America, but protected from it, okay? And we'll get you more information on that. But I just want to plant the seed. Imagine being on the island of Curacao, doing some healing work, eating organic food together with RSB and friends, okay? And it'll happen. It'll manifest. We'll give you more time to make that a reality. Truth About Cancer Live, October 5th, 6th, and 7th, Orlando, Florida. Two more events later in the month in Orlando, the 20th, 21st. International Iridology Conference and a Schizencephaly Conference as well I'll be speaking at. So with that, let's talk about turd sandwiches. No, no, let's not. I already mentioned McCain. How about talking about a controversy in Kentucky? The Louisville Courier Journal, they issued a major correction on July 19th of this year to 10 different articles ranging from as far back as 1887 to 1967.
Wow, now that sounds serious to me.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you got to go back that far, it's like, oh my gosh, we care about, you know, the truth here, the facts. We're going to make a correction like no other. This is the Kentucky newspaper. What was the correction, though, Super Don, that was so intensely important that they had to go all the way back to 1887 to make it?
Well, apparently they really screwed up because they referred to, get this, a hot dog as a sandwich.
Well, you, back in 1887, they called it a sandwich?
Apparently so.
But, I mean...
Now, why would a newspaper go through all the trouble of tracking articles going back to 1887 as to whether they referred to a hot dog as a sandwich? Well, it seemed crazy to me, but, you know, we touched on the pineapple pizza debate a while back, and I think we just kind of, everybody just kind of, you know, agreed to disagree and moved on. But apparently there's another debate here I did not know that was going on, that there are people that think a hot dog is a sandwich, and then people on the other side that get incensed at the idea that you would refer to a hot dog as a sandwich.
Here, we got GM corn that's going to destroy sperm production or motility or viability. And here we're talking about going back to 1887 to say, you know what, we screwed up. We called it a sandwich. It's not a sandwich.
No.
Listen, what is the definition of a sandwich, Super Don?
Well, as far as I understand, it's meat in between two pieces of bread. So, I mean, if we really wanted to spend the time to get technical on this, if you look at it, apparently Merriam-Webster refers to a hot dog as a sandwich. The guy that runs Oscar Mayer has said that a hot dog is a sandwich. I think it's a sandwich, technically.
Technically, yeah. I think it meets the definition. But why would, unless they're afraid they're going to be lumped in with CNN as fake news, maybe the Kentucky newspaper in Louisville was worried about that. I don't know. Well, let us know. What do you think? Is a hot dog a sandwich? Or you can comment about the hot dog and what the hell that is, because we're not sure either. But in the interim, we're going to take a news break, and we're going to be back as big, some of the biggest news this century about antibiotics, perhaps for last century as well. We're going to reveal it next on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.